broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell and AJ. We are out here live. And Joe's here too. We are out here live at the Golden Nugget DraftKings Sportsbook. What? In Lake Charles. We got our big draft tonight. Can't wait. We love coming here. We got all the TVs going already. Joe's already got a bucket of Coors Light chilling for me. All right? It is go time today. What a fun day this is going to be.
I've been doing my fantasy research lately.
Yeah?
I looked up fantasy points, as a matter of fact. I went and got John Hansen's rankings. I got some auction rankings in there and normalized them to what our cap is in the other league. Looked at who Scott Barrett, who we had on yesterday. He'll be on next week as well. Kind of looked at where he had. I agree with some of them, didn't agree with others. And then on others, I was like, huh, they do this more than I do. I better start looking into this.
Yeah, no, there's so many now detailed stats about number of snaps and target, not just targets, but percentages. And
they go deep. Fantasy goes deep, deep right now.
And what's important, too, is a stat is how fast teams play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that,
more plays.
That
for handicapping,
yes,
too.
Yeah, for handicapping and for
pace of play is a definite thing in basketball. And
absolutely.
And it can be if you're at a baseball game where your team is losing, pace of play is nice. Like, let's get this just faster.
Get over with.
let's go faster.
Well, yeah, and if you're
going to bring Bennett Sosa in, just let's just get this over with.
Stop with the Bennett Sosa. No, you're not in love with the Sosa. You're in love with the Kopitar. Isn't that it? They lost last night. Astros got their ass kicked. It was a game for a while, and then it wasn't anymore in the bottom of the seventh. Just terrible. I mean, you know, Peter Lambert was okay. He was okay. 5 2/3, he gave up 2 earned runs, 1 unearned run, and then Bennett Sosa came in again and just collapsed. And, I mean, after he did it in the eighth inning, Joe, you bring him in here in the seventh in a game. This was a game. This was a tie game. And you bring him in and just collapses, just totally collapses. And then you might as well just De Los Santos just give up a couple. Who cares? So you lose game two in New York. You got game three today, and then you go to the Mets. It's a nice little trip to go to the Yankees and then the Mets. It's an easy trip. You stay in New York, and makes it a lot easier. So, but regardless, the Astros lose, and Bennett Sosa, you can't throw him out there again. What are you doing? What are we doing here? Why are we throwing him out there again? Stop, Joe. In a close game, in a tight game, two times in a row, he gives it up and gives you a loss. We got to stop doing that stuff. We got to stop giving them losses.
Here we are, flirting with 500 again.
Honestly, if I'm Joe Espada, I'm not taking advice from anyone going forward.
Yeah. You know what? So
I ain't going to be here no more.
So our
I'm
boy,
do what I want.
Our boy who's a college basketball coach who likes the Rockets, he said this, Z. Last night he calls, Z, you know the deal. What was the real deal with the Espada? I said, what do you mean? Family emergency. You hear what it was? I'm like, no, I don't. No. He goes, you want to know what I think? I said, what? He goes, what I think on Saturday, they told him, look, you're not getting a contract, so you can do this out, or you can leave now. It's up to you, Joe. We're going to give you the option. He said, I'll bet you on Saturday, he said, I need a day to think about this, if I want to do this or not. And I'm like, that actually makes some sense.
Yeah.
Omar Lopez made it clear that Joe has been dealing with something for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then that's fine with me. Yeah. If it's family, it's
family. I doubt that happened. And here's the thing, though. Chandler Rome said, from two sources within the Astros organization, I found out that they had not talked to Joe Espada.
I don't.
I would trust on that is Joe Espada.
Yeah.
The only one I would trust on that is Joe Espada. If he says, no, they didn't talk to me, then I would believe it.
Bob Nightingale said that they did talk to Joe and let him know.
And Chandler
Rome
said they didn't.
Keep, Yeah, I just I'm not sure. I'm kind of with you. Like, I think Chandler probably got some. I don't know. I don't want to get blocked by Chandler Rome like Jeremy Branham did. So
that's not it. It's the Astros organization. I'm sorry. I've said stuff before that they denied that I knew was true. Absolutely true.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's true, yeah.
Absolutely true. And you know what? That's how they go about it. That's how they go about it. But I know for a fact what happened in certain situations, and I put it out there, and they denied it. And I know for a fact this happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I would not – the only one I would trust on this thing is Joe. That's the only one.
Yeah, ultimately it doesn't really matter. Joe was not going to make it through. He is going to finish the season. We know that. I guess they made it sound like a mutual parting of the ways. They put that in the press release. No one believes that either. Everyone says why for what, you know. Now the GM, the only thing GM's going to do is, you know, elevate. There's a thought that, well, the GM's not really doing anything from here on out. Well, there's for the Astros actually. There's elevating and bringing down. Is bringing up and sending down players.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
kind of.
You've seen the pitching staff. I mean, you could still have some things going on with the pitching staff, but he's.
A general manager still does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for the Astros especially.
Yeah.
There's a lot of injuries, and
oh, by the way, a lot of ineffectiveness.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Ineffectiveness more than anything.
Right.
You don't usually see, you know, Brian King being sent down. Like, you usually. You're kind of dialed in on who your roster is, not with the Astros right now.
I would tell you who was shocking to me this year they got sent was Jake Meyers. I mean, he's been up with the big club for how long? They just said, we can't do this anymore. And I applauded it. Okay, finally, go help the guy go down and get better.
Yeah, because once you're a veteran for a certain amount of years, we've always been used to it. Well, those guys don't get sent down.
They don't get sent down.
They don't get sent down. They can if they have time left, but they don't. Well, they did, and it was the right thing to do. The Astros lose yesterday. They were hanging in there, but then the then Bennett happened, and now you are trying to get the next one and win a series. You can still win a series, which you would be great. You do well against winning teams. So
you win tonight.
So you're back on the right side of 500. You're back to 500. We're going to be.
They're a game up, and
we'll be watching it while we
half a game up, and they're a game under 500. It's terrible.
We'll be watching the game while we're doing our.
Yeah, we're going to watch it tonight. Absolutely.
But if we go by what they have been over the last week and a half to 2 weeks, what's the pattern? Win the first one.
Yeah, and lose the next two.
That's right.
So
see, you've been real into patterns lately, CSI.
I'm just talking. I like
who
trends.
What trend did you try to do? The CJ trend yesterday?
Is worse with his coordinator
terrible.
In the second year. It's just what's happened.
No, you're just data dredging.
I'm not data dredging.
To make everybody miserable.
I'm just pointing
out.
Your
misery data dredging.
I'm just pointing out that this assumption.
Misery dredging?
This lazy assumption that year two in the system is going to mean things are going to get better. We have evidence on the pro level it didn't get better. In fact, it cost Bobby Slowick his job. And even with Ryan Day and Kevin Wilson, whoever was calling plays. Like, CJ was still good in the second year, but he wasn't as good. I'm just saying. It doesn't guarantee anything. Mm-hmm. Not with this quarterback.
No.
Yep.
I kind of have to see.
Well, I don't know if you saw. It was a great start to CJ's second year with Nick Caley. Okay. Did you see how they kicked the Carolina Panthers' ass yesterday?
Man, by the sounds of it, I mean, all I can do is just read what happened. I see there's a few videos I could see, but it sounds like a beating. And you know, Jacksonville. Beat up on Carolina in their scrimmage. Like, it was supposed to be pretty bad, and everything I read was like, holy crap, really bad. Bryce Young, 2 interceptions, 7 sacks yesterday. The offense did what they wanted to do, like Carolina. And I don't know how much of that is Carolina's not very good. I think a lot of it's just going to be Houston's really good.
Well, I like Dave Canales. AJ, can you get that? Dave Canales was the head coach of the Panthers. He was pretty honest about what went down yesterday. Do you want to talk about? I mean, and you're not even starting the season yet. You're not even in a third preseason game, and you're already like, wow, we're just getting our asses handed to us. Here's Dave Canales on the practice yesterday.
It was pretty lopsided today, I'll be honest. I would say that in general, over camp, I'm very excited about where we're at as an offense in our scheme, the variation of the run game, the actions tied into that, the drop back pass game, Bryce's rhythm with a lot of our guys, with T-Mac. You know, Xavier hasn't been out there, but with Jalen, just finding different ways to get completions. And also, I've been really encouraged by that. Today did not show that. Today there was a couple of flashes of some nice throws and catches, but, you know, that was a good group today. So, again, I try not to just take it all in a microcosm, but if we want to be good, we have to be able to play against teams like this.
Teams like this. You know what? Texans are one of those teams. Teams like this. I was watching somebody break down the Browns season with Deshaun being named the starter, and when he got to the Texans game, they were like, oh, my God, they shouldn't even play this game. Don't even play the ESPN.
Can you imagine? This is the Texans defense. There's a chance they're better than they were last year. I mean, just the fact that don't get off topic too much, Lance. This is where my ADD's. Just real quick, did you see the picture of Danielle Hunter yesterday?
No, looks, but I've seen plenty of pictures.
It's a picture of him rocked up, and it's like, this can't be a real picture.
Yeah.
They're like, this is too big. He's going to start getting tested too much. Like, there's a bunch of steroids.
Looks like a Aroldis Chapman.
But he's always been jacked. Yeah. He's always been jacked.
Oh, no, he's a...
He's a genetic freak. But anyway, there's a chance that Will Anderson's better in his fourth year, that the DBs continue to get better because they're young. Like, there's a chance that this defense is even better this year. Deshaun can't do anything against Cleveland's defense. He's bad in their own camp.
Yeah.
He's bad in their own camp against his own defense. This could absolutely be one of the most fun games you've ever seen if you're a Texans fan.
Yeah. This whole season is going to be – I love – it is so much. It's great to have a high flying and high fluting and pass all over the place.
I think AJ's going to have a really bad year this year being a producer for shows, especially our show.
Yeah,
you don't know AJ, who's our producer right now. Dell's here on site at DraftKings.
Dell's just
AJ's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Right.
He's not typically as loud as a lot of them. But he'll all of a sudden, he'll pipe in every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be really bad for AJ. I think it's going to be really bad for you when you have to watch what the Texans are doing this year.
We'll see.
When you're watching what they're doing
week four, Dak. Hey, you can't skip week four.
It's CD.
I'm going to the game. I'm not skipping anything.
Listen, this isn't college where you get to cancel a scheduled game.
Yeah.
I'm going to the game.
Okay, I'm glad you're going. Stay. You got to stay for the whole thing.
On the way
out, leave early.
Shave your Hitler mustache.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Y'all have got a bet.
Yeah, we got
John
a bet.
And AJ have a bet. Loser has to shave into a Hitler mustache.
Yep.
Or grow one.
Grow one. Well, yeah, AJ, you better have that mustache grown out, because the next day you're going to have a Hitler going on, okay?
We'll see.
That's it.
Bud.
Yeah, that's right.
You could get canceled.
That bud was disrespectful. He called
intention.
You bud.
Okay, bud.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Okay, bud.
I've never heard him say that before. Like, you've never said bud before.
Not in the way he just said it.
He's scared now. AJ was like, oh, we're going to beat you. Oh, he's scared now. He saw what we did to the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Panthers,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They got slaughtered.
I'll take Bryce Young over Dak
in a joint practice.
Yeah.
We'll see about that, John.
Yeah, I'm going to take that.
Cowboys better pray they don't see us in a joint practice.
That's right.
Playing a real game. Okay.
Well, how about a real game? How about that?
Well, like I said, they can't.
I'm a little.
They can't just say. Here's what they could do. They could say, oh, plane troubles. Like, they could say there's a travel issue, and then the league will just say, get on a bus.
What if there's a hail?
They need a hailstorm.
Hail or hurricane season.
They need a hurricane.
They need a hurricane.
I don't
a 45-minute flight.
Yeah, but that would be hitting us if we were a hurricane. So
no, you're right. No, we'll hit Dallas.
Dallas doesn't get hit by hurricanes.
We don't care if a hurricane hits Dallas.
It's not gonna be good for – if they did, it's historic.
Well it usually comes right
comes through
here.
So if Dallas gets hit by a hurricane, we pretty much got wiped
Houston
off.
Did you to go to Dallas because of a hurricane?
Yeah.
Didn't you run away from
didn't
Houston?
You call yourself a refugee?
On a private plane?
On a private plane. Call yourself a refugee looking for a discount at Maggiano's? That was one of the most scumbag things you've ever done. Could I please get this calamari? Can we get free calamari? We're refugees from Houston.
Yeah.
And your pilot's right next to you.
Well, he had his driver drive up. and meet us. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, a driver picked you up at the jet.
Yeah.
And took you to Maggiano's so you could beg for free Italian food
because right.
you were a refugee.
Well, the hurricanes usually come right through here, Lake Charles, and then we could have to take a left. Okay?
Some of them do.
No, most of them do.
We don't want to hit this. The
no, not our golden nugget. No, don't hit the golden nugget Lake Charles again, please.
Look, how about there's no problems with weather and they just have to come play us? And that's just.
Oh my God! He doesn't want AJ. Don't want no part of that.
No.
Okay.
No.
What?
Real tough about this week four. Now that the reality's here, and he's seen what they did to Carolina in a joint practice.
Yep.
If I was scared, why would I get tickets for the game?
Because you can stay for a half.
Because you probably wear a Texans shirt.
No, please.
Yeah, probably. I would if I were you.
You know what, AJ? How old are you?
Just turned 24 last month.
See, you haven't seen enough.
Yeah, you don't know.
If you had seen enough, if you'd lived longer, you would have the wisdom to know that this is going to be terrible. You would have never spent money on this.
Okay, we got a break. We got a break.
It's like spending money on an elimination game for a James Harden. Like, why am I spending any – you're going to pay more for that ticket because it's a playoff ticket. And it's like you knew going in this is an elimination game, and you paid this kind of money, and you're sitting there in the second quarter going, oh, my God. Because there have been games like that with James Harden where you say, oh, my God, there's no way for us to win in this
game. We got more Texans news, an injury, and it shouldn't be surprising, but we got an injury.
Yeah.
And we got NFL news. We'll do it on the other side right now. All right, welcome back at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, DraftKings Sportsbook. Love it, love it, love it. We got the big TVs going on here. We got the W on right now.
Well, it's not.
That's what Lance thought this was the W.
What does that say? ECM.
That's Michelle Smallman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about a TV show that's
normally
in here.
Well, this is the show that precedes us, and it was all women today,
yeah.
apparently.
Yeah. I thought it was
you
ESPN
thought it was W.
Well, they have a pink thing that's up there. I thought
now
they
ESPN
that.
Is all W, okay?
No.
That's what it is.
I don't know. Was,
I mean, they're doing a lot of Brown stuff right now. A
lot of Cleveland Brown stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, because they're very popular. Well, okay, so the NFL came out with some stuff yesterday.
Yeah, they're doing things now and not doing other things.
Right, no more Pro Bowl. So they're going to celebrate the 88 Pro Bowl selections, but they're not going to have a game.
No more alternates. This is a joke, the people who could call themselves Pro Bowlers.
Right.
Like when people are arguing for Shador Sanders, it was just one of these dumb things where I'm just watching pro-Shador versus anti-Shador people fight on Twitter and like, this is just dumb.
He was in the Pro Bowl.
He actually was a Pro Bowler. Like, come on, don't do that. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that. I remember Tyrod Taylor made it in a Pro Bowl one year. He was like the 13th quarterback alternate or 14th alternate. They had one year, they had 42 alternates in the game. So, yeah, the Pro Bowl's gotten to where they don't even have a game anymore. It's just the league's not paying for a trip for y'all to go somewhere. So, that's good. Just call it a Pro Bowl if you want.
Yeah, you made the Pro Bowl.
I mean, you know, all pro matters to me. First team, second team, all pro. Pro Bowl basically is like all pro for your conference, I guess. It's just
well, yeah, right? But
it's not going to mean anything unless there's
always all pros always meant more. Always
yeah,
meant.
No, it always has because it means the whole league. But what's the? Why are they still doing any kind of Pro Bowl? Because there's contractual. I wonder if there's contracts that are tied to Pro Bowls.
Probably yes. There's a lot of that.
Well,
yes.
Then they have to keep it then.
If you make a Pro Bowl, you get this. You get bonuses. Yeah. So
they have to keep it for now, but at some point that'll get.
Well, but it does. Like Shador making it, you know, he would have never made it in this with no game. He would have never.
Well, a ton of guys would have never made
it.
Like
right.
I said, they had 42 alternates.
Yeah. Right. Right.
That's
well,
know.
and it's good because the game is just ridiculous. The NBA game, the WNBA game was just ridiculous. Oh, the All-Star game. The only one that's any good is the baseball.
And hockey.
And hockey's
good. Hockey doesn't have the same physicality.
Well, hockey changed it to that classic, the four-team thing, which was awesome. And they do, the four countries that competed. And then
that's right.
And they do, their skills challenges are good. That stuff is really good. Hockey does it right. And
baseball lends itself to.
Baseball's great.
You can try hard in baseball.
Yeah, no, you have to try hard. I mean, a pitcher's going to throw hard, and you have to hit. You can't fluff off from that.
Yeah, it's okay to try hard in baseball.
Right. It's a try hard sport. And then the other
Carlos Lee didn't think so, but
Well, he 100 RBI a year, Carlos Lee? That one? Okay. Okay. So,
what am I looking
why
at?
Are you pointing
Za'Darius
at?
Smith?
Za'Darius Smith?
No, the anchor.
What about him?
I don't know that they allowed that haircut on ESPN.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
I didn't know they would have let
it's
that.
It's a Raheel.
He looks like Abdul thought that was Al Sayed like over there on the booth.
Like a 2013-era Raheel haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Wait a minute. I got to see him closer.
You'll see it when we come
you'll
back.
You'll see it when he comes back. But there's also, I mean, this, I don't, okay, let's talk about this. Yeah, everybody's got a clean slate this year. Doesn't matter what you did last year. But beginning this season.
This is in the NFL. John's not just talking to
NFL.
All of you listening.
No, you all have a clean slate right now. But here's the deal. If you have a hip drop tackle, a horse collar tackle, launching, hit on a defenseless player, or a blindside block, if you have three of those in a season, you get suspended for a game. Mm. You can't have three of those in a season.
This is like an accumulation penalty with the technicals for
17
NBA, WNBA. Right. It's like an accumulation of yellow cards from one game to – although that one – that's not – this is actually not true because that can be if you have a yellow card in one game, it moves over to the next game you in soccer, but then it clears after two games. So this is different. This is for a whole year.
This is for the whole season if you have three of these. three of any of these, hip drop tackle, horse collar, launching, hit on a defenseless player and a blindside block.
Yeah, I'm seeing a
lot.
Most likely
Texan to be suspended.
Aziz.
Yeah. And number two.
Jalen.
Petrie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just the nature of how he plays.
Right.
Physical. Not dirty or anything like that. Just physical.
He just flies around and makes.
Yeah. Maybe Reed Blankenship. I don't know enough about Reed yet.
Yeah. Not yet, but.
Defenseless receiver.
Three would be Kamari.
Yeah, it just roughing people up is not going to be enough to get Keelan Rutledge in there, I don't think.
No,
unsportsmanlike conduct.
Blindside block.
I mean, these are all meant to keep guys from getting hurt in the league and from concussions.
Yeah.
It's what it's meant for. If you read a lot of that, you know, there's a lot of people in the comment section, put them in skirts. This is a pussification of football. This is a flag football. It's like, no, they're trying to keep the best players in the game.
No.
They're trying not to have ALS and CTE. It's okay for you not to take a shot that does damage to someone that's outside of the rules. They're still, you can still hit a guy as hard as you want as long as it's legal. You know, it's okay to get guys to maybe to stop doing things that injure other guys in the league who have value to their teams. I mean, you know, I mean, I didn't full – look, I know he's our guy, Aziz. I didn't like what he did at all to Trevor Lawrence. I thought that was just too much coming in the way he did. And we can make whatever argument you want Trevor slid too late or whatever, but there's a way to do it. And Aziz is one of these guys who has a hard time. Once the volume's turned up, it's turned up, and he can't just turn it down in the middle of a play. So – you know, it is what it is. He got in trouble, and Trevor Lawrence.
It's not
got
the first
out.
Time. He's
no. He does.
He plays violently, and
he plays violently.
And look, sometimes if you get, out of control.
If you get three of these in a year, and I have seen it in college where I think I have seen, like I've written on draft prospects who have been ejected for targeting twice at least.
Yeah.
And it's usually safeties, you know, guys coming over the middle, and they just it's like they just can't hold up. You think this is gonna play into anything? I'm going to predict nobody gets suspended.
Three is a lot. That's a three of these.
Because you're a hip drop guy, you're probably a linebacker. If you're a defensive receiver, you're probably in the secondary. You know, you're a defensive line. Like, what's a defensive line going to get? Which one of those could be
blindside block on an interception?
Could be horse collar. But not usually. Blindside blocks the O-line. Oh, on an interception.
On an interception.
But you also get them on the offensive line on a play.
Yeah.
When a quarterback scrambles back the other way, we see that happen.
Yep.
But that won't happen more than once, twice at the most. So I'm not sure this is going to actually result in anyone.
No, but it's weird. I don't understand this. While violations in these categories will carry forward to subsequent seasons, All players will begin 2026 with a clean slate. Players will also have a clearer and faster path to reducing the impact of prior offenses than under the previous system. What was the previous system? And I don't understand. So it's not just in a season. It carries over to next season. So there's a possibility next year guys will get, or there's a possibility this year, but there's a higher probability that in subsequent years, if you accumulate, you know, I had a hit on a defensive player. I had a hip drop, you know, if they carry over, then that's, I don't understand this. I don't get this.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't impact us at all. So
this is from the NFL. This is the statement from the NFL and NFLPA. So
that was it, right? There was nothing new besides no Pro Bowl. And this is agreed upon. Both of those items we talked about, no Pro Bowl and then these penalties were agreed upon with the league and the player association.
Yeah.
So they're in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Pro Bowl became a joke. It's been a joke for a long time, and it just doesn't matter at all. Would it be fun to, you know, in basketball you get the Olympics and basketball. That's really the only time, or unless you see a summer league game where guys are trying hard, a pickup game, a scrimmage. This is the one thing with American basketball players. They can't try hard if it's in a game that doesn't matter for their team. They can try really hard in a summer league game.
Yeah.
They're playing pickup with other players. They can try really hard. It's one of these weird things where they just has to be too cool for school if it's in an all-star game. It'd be amazing to watch an all-star game with all these great players playing as hard as they can. You can kind of see stuff like that in the Olympics, I guess, kind of. In baseball, we get to see it. In football, there is nothing we could ever see that would allow you to have the best playing with the best. Too many injuries could take place, but it would be awesome to see, you know, Josh Allen on one side and you got, you know, Pat Mahomes. I guess it'd be AFC, NFC, so Matt Stafford. and Josh is throwing to,
right?
You know, Josh throwing to Jamar Chase. And you've got CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson on the other side with Matt Stafford and Puka Nakua. And, like, you could just imagine a game.
Well, I mean, ever since – who was the running back from Georgia on the beach?
Yeah, it's Robert Edwards.
Robert Edwards. Ever since that
– But that wasn't a game, though.
It wasn't
a game.
It was on the beach,
game,
right.
Yeah.
It was on the beach, but it was during the All-Star.
It was a rookie – was it a rookie flag football game?
I forget what it was. But when he got hurt, I mean, I don't think we had another a serious game since then, because everybody's like, I ain't getting hurt here. I'm going to tell you that.
If it was serious,
I ain't getting hurt
there,
here. Yeah. I'm not talking to you anymore. All right. Welcome back live at the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. My favorite shows of the year right here at the DraftKings. You can't get more excited than being here. All these TVs, man, the football season is here. Can you imagine coming here? We've done this. It's the overload, the sensory overload is incredible. When you got 10 college football games going on at once, and you're trying to watch all of them, and then the NFL games as well on all of these TVs, it's like, oh, my God, where do I look? Where do I look? Where do I
so
look?
So funny, yesterday when Rock called me, he's like, where are you? And I said, so I had to go. I got here and realized, God, dog it. I forgot my power strip for my CPAP machine. Like, oh, my God. And I look at Amazon. They can't deliver until the 28th because it's Lake Charles, not like in Houston where you have a facility. And so luckily, I put in Google, like, if I can find power strips for this CPAP machine I have. They happen to have one, Carmichael Pharmacy, that's like 8 minutes away, drive. So I was like, I called up. I still had time, so I got there. And we were talking about Astro stuff. We were talking about different stuff going on in my life, personal. And I'm not talking very loud. He's like, what are you doing? Are you there with your wife or something? I said, I'm actually here in Lake Charles. He said, what are you doing in Lake Charles? So we're at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm staying at the Golden Nugget. Me and Granada are doing – who, Granada? You and Granada are doing it? Yeah, Granada. Me and Granada are doing our show here the next couple days. And he's like, oh, my God. Sportsbook, Z, if I could get my setup like a sports book with all those TVs and sit there all day long, I was like, it's the
heaven.
Dream.
It's
that's
heaven.
What you that's what you've tried to do at two houses now.
Yeah. Well, I
your other one was better, I think.
I got a pretty no, it's the same. I got the same setup.
You got the same setup?
Same setup, yeah. It's really nice, really good. I brought those TVs, and I've got my I'm in the same couch. Yeah, when we're moving, Lance comes over. And goes, "Hey, what are you doing with this couch?"
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, "Well, we're taking it."
Well, I mean, with Wendy, I don't know. You could have hit reset on all your furniture.
No,
it was possible.
Well, it
you're
was going
to get rid of it at some point.
It was in play, but
yeah, it was in play.
But I'm like, "We're taking
you
our
leaving
couch.
Us? You throwing us away?"
No, we're not throwing it.
I gotta take a swing because Wendy could have just said,
yeah, no,
"Let's just get this whole new room."
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true.
Why do we want to?
I got an almost identical setup to what I had. It's perfect. Got the giant screen to watch the Texans, and I got two games.
So
over
I got
here.
My I got an NFL Plus VIP package they set me up with. I think I get all of my games.
All the games.
It's just like Sunday Ticket. I think I get it all through there. I'm not sure if the rest of you get that. The rest of you might get. Y'all might want to look into that.
Well, I know. I want your password. That's all.
Well, I got to see because I don't want it to screw
well, I do.
Everything up.
I don't
up.
Care about it.
Where
it can
say. Because I'm not getting Sunday Ticket this year. Last year they gave me a free Sunday Ticket subscription. College students last year, you could get it for half price if you have – you have to upload a – I don't know. Or actually you put your student's name in and they know – and what college, and somehow they could search if they were listed in that school, because I put it under Alex's name, and I got it for this big discount for the Sunday ticket, and then the NFL goes, oh, no, you get it for free. I'm like, what?
And you already paid for it?
Well, then
so
I
now
went,
Alec gets it.
Then I went and canceled. I disputed payment on my – so I may not be able to get Sunday ticket anymore since I was like – and the credit card company goes, okay. Well, and it stayed on the whole year. I had my Sunday ticket – the whole year, even though I disputed the payment and like, no.
Braden Smith.
Okay, this is bad news. So, we don't know yet. Well, Allie Gay, and you can't just say Braden Smith. You have to say the backup guy trying to make the team, Allie Gay and Braden Smith, both carted off yesterday. Braden Smith, who's missed 6 games a year the last 3 years, 18 games the last 3 years, carted off the field, and we're going to get more. D'Amico wouldn't say anything about it, just said they're both hurt.
Braden Smith misses multiple games every year, but we're in the preseason already. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that Trent Brown was beating him out anyway, right?
Well, we don't know. And Fisher, D'Amico said if he could have, if there was an award for most improved player, for sure it would go to Fisher.
Blake Fisher?
Blake Fisher, because Blake Fisher has been so much better. Like, he's gotten so much better. Last year, he was so bad in preseason last year. I wondered if he could make the team. That's probably what he's referring to. And I thought in game one, I didn't focus on him in game two, but in game one, I'm like, wow, his technique is a lot better.
Yeah.
So that could end up being a big deal depending on what happens with Braden Smith.
Well, that's great news. Great news because – I thought, you know, with Braden Smith, if he doesn't start, Wyatt Teller doesn't start, man, you got some experience depth at the positions. And that's something that we haven't seen for the Texans in how long. When you got guys like Braden Smith and Wyatt Teller not able to be on the field because they're beat out, that's great. And a matter of fact, let's hear D'Amico, AJ, talking about the O-line. I mean, the defense was lauded yesterday because of how Bryce Young couldn't do anything, throwing interceptions, getting sacked multiple times. But the offense kicked ass, too. Now, apparently, CJ looked awesome. He had multiple touchdowns. And the offensive line did its job, kept him clean. Here's D'Amico talking about the O-line yesterday.
Yeah, from my vantage point, the offensive line was really the bright spot for me, watching the offense, seeing how much time CJ and Davis had to operate, seeing the guys pass off games and stunts, seeing them, hearing them actually communicate loud, everybody being on the same page. It's what we want from our guys, and that's how it looks when we execute. CJ and Davis made some outstanding throws today as well. Our receivers caught the ball really well. The backs ran well. They blocked it well. Just overall, you know, offensively, we definitely took a jump from where we were in our last practice.
That's great. That's great. That's great to hear. It is the Panthers. I have a feeling they're not very good. It doesn't look like they're very good.
And the Raiders weren't very good.
Not very good.
Hey, all you can do is play who's on your practice schedule.
That's all. I mean.
What? That's true. All you can do is play who's on your joint practice schedule.
Right.
And
I'm glad we don't have the Seahawks on our.
If joint. I had to put scores on, what do you think they beat the Panthers by? What do you think that score? Like, if this was a score, what score is indicative of the joint practice?
37-3, 37-7.
Okay, and then how bad did we beat the Raiders in joint practice?
Probably? In joint practice? That was another ass whooping.
Yeah,
41-12.
41-12? Yeah. Like, I had four field goals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no.
You know what?
They had two missed extra points.
The touchdown, they missed extra point, and then went for two, and they didn't get it, probably.
All right, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, we're kick-ass. We're unbeaten this practice preseason. We're unbeaten. Kicking everybody's ass. And, no, but it's good. It's good. Well, they're two bad teams. Two bad teams, and the Texans did what they're supposed to do. I bet they can't wait for the Bills. Just can't wait to get after Josh Allen. Josh Allen, who is miserable at NRG Stadium. Josh Allen, who gets his ass handed to him every time he steps in that building. That's what he gets out of the box? You think he's happy about that?
Can't like it.
Can't like it that he's got the Texans first off in NRG? Hells no. He's got to be pissed right now.
I think he's upset?
He's scared. He might miss
game
one.
He's not upset. He's just scared.
He might miss game one.
So you've already got the Cowboys looking to cancel week four.
Right.
And,
well, I'm saying you can't.
And Josh Allen
will
show up.
Now, Josh could say he has COVID.
Well, yeah. Or he's got a foot that happens the week of the game. I got a foot. That's all.
In practice, he could start limping.
Yeah.
But then his team will expect him to play through that.
I mean, I honestly don't think I want, if I'm an offensive player, the Texans in week one in NRG. I think Will Anderson, he gets nuts for yesterday. He was nuts yesterday, going crazy. And can you imagine what he's going to do to Josh Allen?
What's he going to do to Josh Allen, John?
Make him his prison BIA.
Wow. Oh, my God. Kids are they at school yet? No, they're still on the way.
Wow.
Right.
What does that entail? What does prison BIA entail, John? Explain it to the
it's
kids.
It's ass whooping day in, day out.
Does he
play in?
Will
play
Josh
out.
Allen have his hand in Will Anderson's pocket at the end of the game?
Well, I mean, if you make me start playing this game, I'm gonna start getting off jokes.
He said it. I'm trying to figure out what he means.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You know, everybody knows what I mean.
He'll at least take his honey buns and his.
I'll tell you what else. What Oregon State don't want none of this Cougar team. I'm telling you that
maybe
right here and right now.
Maybe they find a way.
It's this Saturday, and it's the start of Willie Fritz's third year with the Cougs. I'm going to tell you something now. Better be careful because Oregon State has got the Heisman Trophy winner from the lower level. Yeah, he won their Heisman, and he's their quarterback this year. And so that dude's going to be pretty good. It's Oregon State, and it's time to beat their ass.
It was a thriller last year, if we remember. I think. Came down to a last-second field goal.
It was up
in a Corvallis. The Cougs won that one.
That was a tough game.
Yeah,
it was a really tough game. And now they're coming here, 11 o'clock this Saturday, 2 days from now. Let's go. It's September 5th.
September 5th.
Yeah, it's next week, next Saturday. But you still. I'm pumped for it. It's not this Saturday. It's in 9 days. But you got to get your ticket. 713 Go Cougs. You heard Kelvin Sampson. He was out of practice this week. And he said, dude, the most important thing is you see all of these programs, all these different universities. Football is where you make your money. They need you. They need your support. Willie Fritz is a really good coach. He's good looking. They had 10 wins last year. They can win the conference this year. Get out there and support the Cougs. 713 Go Cougs. 713 Go Cougs. Juicy.
Hey,
I'm sure this was just a couple of people, but the Jim Brown statue outside the stadium in Cleveland, they put all kinds of signs. None too pleased that Deshaun is the starter. Permanent damage to the city and franchise. Cleveland is done with the Haslams and their freak Watson. 280,000, 27 plus victims, zero supporters. You know, Deshaun.
It gets a lot louder when they realize he can't play.
Quote unquote. Deshaun saying he's got no regrets, I mean, is really.
What do you mean? Which one?
Deshaun.
He said he did have regrets on. Not what he did have regrets for what he said at the press conference the other day.
During his rant, he was like, he said, I got no regrets.
Well, his apology.
It wasn't really an apology. He never said, I'm sorry. He never said, I'm sorry.
Well, he said, I shouldn't have said.
I shouldn't have said it. He never said, I'm sorry for saying it.
Well,
never
not,
the words
not,
I'm sorry never
well, he's
came
not
out.
Sorry for saying that about people who booed about him when he tore his Achilles.
Right.
But I would probably pray on your downfall, too, if somebody said that about me.
Well, we know about you.
I separated my shoulder or when I dislocated my shoulder, if they were like, yay, if listeners had been there.
We cheer you
clapping,
all the time for your injuries because it makes us laugh.
I know, and I'm praying on
we
your
enjoy
downfall.
It.
Well, speaking of injuries, Ian Rappaport is reporting that Braden Smith's injury is not considered major. It's a plantar fascia. In his foot, but he's not expected to miss much time, not long term, the injury.
Well, I mean, Trent Brown now is going to not expected to miss much time. What does that mean?
I don't know how much time that.
You know, it is kind of weird that we don't have our first game for a while, and we're still sitting here in August. Like, we're August 27th.
So September 13th, we don't have a game.
Yeah, this is like, I guess this is what happens when you start your season at the same time, and yet you don't have a fourth preseason game. You still got a lot of extra time.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We got more than 2 weeks before we even start the season.
I know. I wonder – and we're playing on Valentine's Day,
that's
the Super Bowl on Valentine's
Day.
Tighten it up, NFL.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
Why
on the
aren't
6th.
They starting the season next week?
Look, it's the 6th or the 13th. It's hot. If you're in a hot area, and we got air conditioning. We don't care.
But guess what? They're out there every day anyway practicing.
Yeah, let Miami – well, we don't care here. But, like, it's in Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa. But
well, then don't play the games
New Orleans
there.
And Atlanta don't
then
matter.
Then start the season up north.
New Orleans and Atlanta are both – I mean, start the season. What are we doing waiting for the 13th?
And February 14th, Valentine's Day.
No.
You know what? I'm missing the Super Bowl because I want to spend that day going to a nice dinner with my wife. Okay, nice candlelit dinner.
Is it really on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is on Super
It's the
Sunday?
Super Bowl, yeah.
That can't be true.
It's the truth.
What a dumb thing to do.
I know.
For Valentine's Day.
Your
Valentine's
league.
Day is scheduled on the Super Bowl. You got to change your schedule, Valentine's Day.
You think
it's not even a real thing anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's real. And it's important to me. It's
because it's harder to get into restaurants. It's more expensive.
Well, not this year with the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, good point.
It's going to be a lot easier this year.
Yeah, for those of you who don't like football, you're going to love Valentine's Day this
year. Valentine's Day is going to be great for the ladies, right?
I guess.
Yep. It's going to be.
And guys who don't like football.
Are they celebrating Valentine's Day?
And guys who don't like football, probably they're the biggest celebrators of Valentine's Day.
Who are these people?
Well, you said it's going to be
what
great.
What guys don't like football?
You said it's going to be great for the ladies.
Yeah.
Who are they going to the Valentine's? Who are they going to dinner with?
Not with a guy that doesn't like football.
Well, they're the only ones who are available.
No, you don't. You see what he's doing?
I see what he's doing.
Okay.
There's lots of guys who are saying, I'm just a baseball guy. I only like the Astros. I don't care about the Texans.
Okay.
What about that guy?
If you're listening to the show right now and you don't like football, call in.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
They may be waiting for us to talk more about the Astros loss yesterday.
And if you do get duped into making that call, just expect John to slander you profusely.
No. I want to see what about your
I am actually hey. I am actually curious to see.
John, you know what he's going to do. You don't like football? Do you like women?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. There were a lot of guys.
Not the next?
That's what you're implying.
The logical question.
He is going to ask
it. Is that not the follow-up?
He is going to ask it. But we did actually have people saying, I'm glad when the Tech. You remember when we didn't have the Texans when the Oilers left? And we had people saying, I've got my Sundays to do whatever. They didn't watch. They weren't watching football. Remember that? You know how many people there were who said, it's great that I. Or when the Texans were terrible. And they said, I don't have to watch.
Well,
like, they weren't watching football.
Well,
they
that's
said,
not,
I got my Sundays to do
that's
cool
not
stuff.
They don't like football. They just don't want to watch their team be
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but they got other games they could watch, and they choose not
or
to.
Or maybe they don't just buy the Sunday
who
ticket.
Who are they that didn't watch? They still watched.
Oh, yeah. No.
Lies.
I think there's a lot of people.
I remember one guy saying, Like I spend my time with my kids
because it was nice. It was nice weather.
Did you when the Texans were bad or we didn't have NFL here? Did you spend more time with
your
kids?
Yeah, we were outside throwing football. Yeah,
were you?
Yeah, swear to God.
Oh, I don't
believe
you.
I mean, I still had the game on.
Yes,
but I got to turn it off in the second half a lot of times. Like, what are we going to talk about? I don't care, and I just have other games on. So I actually would watch other games.
Yes.
I mean, I'd actually watch other games. But.
See, we got no calls on – zero calls on I don't like football. Zero. Okay? Because there's no guy that listens to this show that doesn't like football. Well, why would you listen to the show?
It's a high percentage. What's the lowest percentage? I think basketball. Guy who doesn't – because there's still people who do the basketball's unwatchable now.
Right.
And they haven't watched basketball since Jordan left.
Right.
And they still
right.
say it even though they don't watch. There's a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
When actually, basketball is really good.
I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't basketball fans. But I don't. But you know, I don't know anybody that's not.
But
a football
you know, it's
fan.
Funny. They were basketball fans when Jordan played.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Right.
Back in the '80s and '90s, and depending on how old they are, when really you can watch an Oklahoma City, Spurs
see,
game, and it's a great. It's
I
a,
could see
it's a
during
scrap.
The Steven Coutinho years where you would turn away.
Well, from your own team, yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, Rockets in like 2010.
Oh God, it was awful.
Just, yeah, it just wasn't that enjoyable. But in general, now if you don't like the style of play with so many threes, but it is a faster paced game. There's a lot more points. There's some people who checked out on, you know, there's some people who
you
checked
think it's
out
a better
on,
game today than it was. I don't.
Well, I think it's more enjoyable for people who want action. I think more so than the 90s basketball when it was 86 to 79. That was pretty brutal. There was nothing but misses.
Well,
it was really bad.
A lot of good defense.
They would wait. No, they
I'm
would also.
I'm a defensive fan.
Yeah, but there was hand checking. But you say it's a lot of good defense. It was also teams.
Hand checking, there was a lot more physicality.
But teams played slower, too. The pace of play. You ever seen that pace of play study? Did you see how many times teams got into their offense in the last 8 seconds? It used to be over 60% of teams, or it was a 60%. I think it was 1995 they looked at. 60% of the plays went inside the last 8 seconds of the shot clock or last 10 seconds. Now it's something like 70% of the plays get a shot up before there's 10 seconds left on the clock. They get shots up that fast now. So if you like action,
it's just
way more action now.
Yeah, but
way
now it's just
scores.
A shooting competition. It's not a game. It's a competition.
Well, it just depends
who can shoot a long range best.
If you're 20 years old, this is all you know.
Yeah.
This is what basketball looks like.
And you might not
you don't
like
know
it. You might not like it.
But it might be like, what are y'all talking about? Because a 20-year-old thinks watching basketball. Do you see the video where they showed the first – they put the first – like it was the first quarter – of an it was a Bulls game. I'm trying to remember if it was the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it was Eastern Conference Finals, and it was made fun of so much one quarter because it was so slow, so little action, and it made me mags. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of, but no. It is an actual video. All they did was show the game, and I'm like, okay, I get why. If you watch basketball now, because it was substantially – like as soon as you won the tip, you immediately started walking up the court, dribbling. No one was there guarding you. They waited until you got to the three-point line. No one was taking three-point shots.
No.
Like it's just a different game.
It was a totally
just
different
game. All right.
And it's time to check out for a second. But, well, don't check out. Just
well, yeah.
hang
whoa,
out.
Whoa.
Hang out. We'll be back in a minute right here live from the DraftKings Sportsbook. In